Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version. You get them both for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Coming up this hour, the Houston Police Department police chief, calling for... I can barely even speak it. It's so disturbing. Calling for cameras in private homes. Government cameras in private homes. We'll tell you more about that.
1984!
That's on the way. Plus, is Manwich stuck in the 80s? One of our emailers has some comments. But let's go to you, Johnson, because you've got something... you wanted to clear something up, I guess.
More bones to pick with you guys. Earlier, you guys were trashing the ACLU again without any sort of information to back up your comments.
Well, we had callers. We had people email us some information.
Oh, that's, a source of solid information.
That suggests they emailed some links to their website that showed how they kind of got a bit of a socialist tinge to them.
Well, a little bit.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about this is that, again, I wanted to verify your whole... just stance. You said that they absolutely had a very socialist stance on gun control, and I disagree. Again, and I knew I was going to find that what you guys were saying about them having a strictly socialist stance and they're very anti-gun.
From what I understand, they pretty much only want guns to be handled by the authorities.
Right, and I wanted to go and find out about that, and according to what I've read by the ACLU, that's wrong. That's incorrect. And the other thing, it's so wrong that I think that we're going to be divided on the show. That when I read this and read what the ACLU stance on about what their stance on guns is...
Okay. Well, let's get into it then.
I think Manwich is going to agree with the ACLU.
Really?
I think you and I are going to take a harsh stance against it, but I think Manwich...
Well, let's find out. Go for it.
Let's find out. Okay. From their website, why doesn't the ACLU support an individual's unlimited right to keep and bear arms? The ACLU has often been criticized for ignoring the Second Amendment and refusing to fight for the individual's right to own guns or other weapons.
Mm-hmm.
This issue, however, has not been ignored by the ACLU. This is from the ACLU.
Right.
The National Board has, in fact, debated and discussed the civil liberties aspects of the Second Amendment many times. We believe that the constitutional right to bear arms is primarily a collective one. And
sounds like socialism to me so far.
Let me keep going.
Okay.
Intended mainly to protect the right of the states to maintain militias to assure their own freedom and security against the central government. In today's world, that idea is somewhat anachronistic, and in any case would require weapons much more powerful than handguns or hunting rifles. The ACLU therefore believes that the Second Amendment does not confer an unlimited right upon individuals to own guns or other weapons, nor does it prohibit reasonable regulation of gun ownership, such as licensing and registration. In brief, the National ACLU is neutral on the issue of gun control. We believe that the Constitution contains no barriers to reasonable regulations on gun ownership. If we can license and register cars, we can license and register guns.
Well, we shouldn't be able to do either.
Again, you and I are in absolute agreement on this.
I can't imagine Manwich possibly agreeing with the ACLU on this. What would make you think that?
Here's why. Most opponents of gun control concede that the Second Amendment certainly does not guarantee an individual's right to own bazookas, missiles, or nuclear warheads, yet these, like rifles, pistols, and even submachine guns, are arms. The question, therefore, is not whether to restrict arms ownerships, but how much to restrict it. And if that is a question left open by the Constitution, then it is a question for Congress to decide. That's why ACLU's policy is the ACLU agrees with the Supreme Court's longstanding interpretation of the Second Amendment as set forth in the 1939 case U.S. versus Miller, that the individual's right to bear arms applies only to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, except for lawful police and military purposes.
So they don't support the individual's right to bear arms?
No, they're neutral on it. They don't support an individual's right to bear bazookas and nuclear weapons.
They support, they mention that, but they also say they support regulation. They support reasonable regulation, which means whatever the heck Congress wants to do, which means the 20,000 gun laws that are on the books, the ACLU supports it. They don't support gun freedom.
They don't take our hardline stance on gun freedom. I absolutely agree with you on that. They're not good enough. We're there.
They're socialists.
I don't call that socialist.
That's such a crappy thing to say.
I knew this is where it would go. I knew you would agree with this stance. I don't agree with it, but I knew.
Collective gun rights? Huh? That's socialism.
If you want to know what my feeling is that a nuclear weapon cannot be used against an offending party. You cannot say, I'm going to hit Ian and his big mouth with my nuclear weapon.
Right.
You can only hit Ian, his big mouth, and the rest of his freaking neighborhood.
Correct.
So a nuclear weapon, it is in and of its, the use of it, if you use it, it is going to kill people that it wasn't meant to. It causes all kinds of collateral damage. So I think they should not be allowed.
Well, the whole point behind, and this is the point that they bring up in their own thing, is that the Second Amendment, the purpose of the Second Amendment is for so that the people have the right to be able to overthrow the central government. That is what the Second Amendment is to protect. Therefore, the people would need to have weapons that are strong enough to overthrow the central government, meaning we would need fully automatic weapons and bazookas and rifles. That's what this.
Oh, I think
that's what the ACLU's stance is.
I believe that we should have fully automatic weapons.
Man, so
bazookas
you're, the only weapon.
And,
okay.
The only weapon that you don't think that people should be able to own are really big bombs, right?
And giant bombs.
Right. And I agree with you that people should probably not have those things, but I'm not a fool, and I know that anybody that wants to, you know, get their hands on that sort of thing will build one, man. Which, so, I mean, if you discover that your neighbor is building a bomb in his garage, then, you know, you need to figure out what to do about that. I don't think that you can turn to mommy government. You shouldn't be able to turn to mommy government and go running to them for help.
Of course you don't.
Be a little more creative. You know?
The government's an excellent way to handle
sabotage them.
To force people to do what things that you want them to do.
Uh-huh.
And I want to force people.
No,
not
they're
to
not
be able
an excellent.
Have
no, no, man. Which I, what have you? Why haven't you learned anything over the past 3 years of this show? The government is not an excellent way to force people to do anything. When you try to force people to do things, you get unintended consequences.
That's right. The large underground nuclear bomb trade that's in the United States because it's outlawed for.
There's nobody that really wants to do these things, man. Which people aren't nutty like that for the most part. That's why there's not a large nuclear bomb trade in the United States. If people wanted to build nuclear weapons, they would do it.
The basic thing that I wanted to point out on this whole thing is that the ACLU in this, you know, the stance that you made them seem like, and again, you're still saying it, they're socialists!
When they talk about collective rights, that's socialism, dude.
No. All they're saying is that, look, this is our stance on this is that we're not getting involved in this issue. That's not socialist. That's just
they
them.
Did get involved. They said they support regulation.
No, they didn't say that they support regulation. They said that
read it back. They said they support regulation.
No,
they support
they didn't.
Reasonable regulation. Those were the two words that I heard them say.
The
Did you
ACLU
hear that sandwich? Reasonable regulations.
Certainly had that feel to it.
And reasonable regulations means whatever Congress says goes in the ACLU.
The ACLU agrees with the Supreme Court's longstanding interpretation of the Second Amendment that the individual's right to bear arms applies only to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. Except
can you
for,
pull up the Second Amendment
for
while
lawful,
we're at it, man? Which,
except for lawful police and military purposes, the possession of weapons by individuals is not constitutionally protected.
Okay, did you hear that? It's not constitutionally protected.
Therefore, is no constitutional impediment to the regulation of firearms. That's their policy, and their policy because of that is to not get involved. They're not supporting regulation. They're not for it or against it,
so
and they're not going to get involved.
What you're saying is they're not going to take any cases that have anything to do
they're
with
they're just not
going to
take a stance.
Guns.
They're not socialists
they
because of that.
They did take a stance. They did take a stance.
Their stance is that it's non-involvement, and that's not socialist. It's non-involvement.
800-259-9231. Well, if their stance was non-involvement, they could have finished that up in two sentences and said the ACLU is not involved
but
in this issue.
The point that
but
I'm bringing up is they're not doing anything that's anti-gun.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control of the airwaves. Yeah, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. You can join the bulletin board system, where there's about 80,000 or more posts for you to surf around through, about 1,200 people interacting. All kinds of issues, serious stuff, fun stuff. You'll find it all on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of a discussion about the ACLU. It keeps coming up on this show because they do good things. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, when they do good things, we support them on Free Talk Live.
They're for civil liberties.
They are for civil liberties. They are fighting against the security state. And for that, I applaud them. But we've been on the air before, and we talked about the ACLU and sort of portrayed them as a pro freedom organization. And then some of our listeners emailed in and called in and pointed out that they are not indeed pro freedom on every single issue.
And sorry, our listeners are listening to other talk radio shows.
No, they're
as well,
pointing
and they're
to their website.
Fed.
They are pointing the information directly from their website.
Well, then they need to send the stuff to Johnson at Free Talk Live so I can read through it.
Okay,
then
maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Good.
Because I just went to their website and I found one instance of them supporting socialism. They support affirmative action.
They supported affirmative action, and I would love to read through what they actually have to say about it. Because if you're just going to read a tagline, it's not good enough, man. It's not good enough.
Well,
I don't know what exactly is going on with that case, but yes, absolutely, affirmative action is a problem. But I don't know what exactly the specifics of that are. Just like we didn't know what the specifics of the thing with the gun rights are, and we find out that the ACLU's position is, in fact, neutral. I don't think that it's good enough. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with you that their position is neutral when they take the position of supporting regulation for guns.
That's not what they're doing.
They're not doing anything about it.
Taking support for regulation of guns would be if they took up legal action and they took cases. That's like saying that downsized D.C., well, I can't support downsized D.C. because they take no stance on abortion. They take no stance on abortion, so
no,
I can't
that's
support
not
them.
Like that.
I can't support them
no,
because
that's
they
not
might
that
support
at all.
Regulation on it. We don't know.
No, that's not like that at all because here they are. Okay, they're not doing anything. Stop for a second. They're not doing anything with gun cases. They're not taking gun cases. They're not fighting against gun cases. That's what you're saying. They're not doing anything. Fine. Why do they have a position paper that's 5 paragraphs long outlining their opinions about how they support gun control?
That's not how they support gun control.
They said they support regulation.
No. What they
that's
said
control,
was,
dude.
No, they didn't say that. What they said was, in that position paper, was that the Constitution does not prohibit regulation of firearms. That's what they said. And they said, therefore, because there are people that are for and against it, they're not taking a position.
Said that sounded like to me they supported reasonable regulation.
Well, you wanted to hear what you wanted to hear then.
I heard them say reasonable regulation, and you heard it too, Manwich. Let's talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard a more heated debate between you guys.
I haven't been listening for long. What's up?
All I have to say about the Second Amendment thing is, go Ian.
Okay.
That's two words. Go Ian, because the Second Amendment is very clear. And
Manwich, do you have it? Did you pull it up? I asked you to pull the Second Amendment up. Did you actually get it?
So wait, do you agree that people should be able to have nuclear arms in their homes then?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay,
good.
I agree. I mean, the stance that I'm taking on this is I absolutely agree with Ian on the fact that I think that, sure, people should be able to do this. I don't think that the ACLU is doing enough in this case. But I'm not going to sit here and attack the ACLU because they're not doing something.
I wasn't attacking the ACLU. We were just allowing the listeners to point out. Hold on. We were just allowing the listeners to point out the fact that they're not a principled pro-liberty organization.
That's not
all.
True. That's not a
it
that's
is
a
true. They're not principled and they're not pro-liberty.
Listen to you guys argue. You sound like a couple of tomcats. Anyway, Second Amendment rules. Period. I'll let you guys argue now.
Wait, was there anything else on your mind, Kayleen? You've been hanging on for a little while. Did you want to get anything else out there?
I had other things, but you know what? It's too much fun listening to you guys argue. The Second Amendment means the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Thank you, Kayleen. We appreciate hearing from you. Manwich, you've got the actual
text. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That doesn't sound, and the ACLU here is talking about, and here it is, reasonable regulation. We believe the Constitution contains no barriers to reasonable regulations of gun ownership, but we can license
registered
cars.
Meaning that they're talking about fully automated weapons and bazookas and nuclear weapons.
No, that's not what it says here.
It specifically says that in this paragraph right there. It specifically says.
You're reading in what you want to believe, Johnson.
No,
I'm sorry.
Most opponents of gun control concede that the Second Amendment certainly does not guarantee an individual's right to own bazookas, missiles, or nuclear warheads.
I would say that it does guarantee that right.
And I would agree with you on that. Right. But because there are a lot of people who are opponents of gun control who would say, yes, absolutely, I agree that even though I'm a proponent of, you know, in other words, there are people out there, I believe even NRA members out there who would say, I'm an NRA member, yes, I believe everyone should have the right to own a firearm, but nuclear missiles, bazookas, no, people shouldn't
sure,
be able to own those.
People like that.
I think that there are plenty of people out there like that, and that's why the ACLU is saying we're not taking a stance on that. Now, I agree with you. The ACLU isn't doing enough because that's their stance.
Because
they're
not a
doing
principled
enough.
Pro-liberty organization. That's
but
all
they're
I'm
not
saying.
A socialist organization. And
they support
and
affirmative action. You go do the research on that. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Alexander. What's up?
Well, let's see. I want to talk about the ACLU because I won't say that they're socialist, per se. I mean, that they take specific socialist stances, but they do come from the same roots as socialism. Because, I mean, actually, I was listening to the podcast that I spoke at the beginning of the podcast, that segment the other day, and Trail called in later talking about positive and negative liberty, and
okay.
how ACLU believes in positive liberty, the idea that, you know, asking a governance or asking government to grant you these liberties. And that actually
right.
comes from, this idea comes from a guy called Isaiah Berlin. And one of the people that, like, he looked up to for his ideological stances was Marx. And positive liberty is actually embedded in a lot of socialists. And, I mean, the Marxists believe in positive liberty. That's how they get their position.
Now, Johnson's going to say that you're drawing some pretty obscure conclusions here and that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the ACLU.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to sit here and listen to what he has to say.
Well, like, I'm just saying that basically anyone who actually, I'm not going to say anyone who believes in positive liberty or adheres to positive liberty is a socialist, like the ACLU, but they, you will see them from time to time take certain socialist stances because simply because their ideology comes from that segment of philosophy or that segment of political science. So would you agree
simply that the ACLU is not a principled pro-liberty organization?
Well, I won't say they're not principled, but I'm not going to say they're the type of full liberty that we think. We're negative liberty. We believe in individuals deciding for themselves what they want to do with their lives and not a government telling them what they can do. So we're simply a different type of liberty. We can't look at the ACLU to be libertarian because they're not.
I don't understand how you can... I've heard this negative and positive liberty thing. I've seen a bulletin board post about it, and I just don't like those terms at all. I mean, even though I understand what you're saying when you're talking about what they mean, when you get on the air and you say that libertarians support negative liberty, even though you can go into an explanation about it, I don't think that sounds very good. And I don't think that it's good to suggest that there's more than one kind of liberty. I think there's liberty, period. You either support it or you don't. Alexander, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Trillo's on the line, yes?
I'd say that the ACLU is more principled than Neil Bortz. That's where
maybe
I'll
so.
Take it. I think they're a libertarian organization. Calling them a socialist organization is disingenuous.
You can't call somebody libertarian if they're not principled. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
John Stossel isn't a libertarian.
800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's a special photo, one that they took especially for Free Talk Live. And in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. We call that validation, and it's required to gain access to the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go look at the Shrine, of course, any old time you want at freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to the phones. It is the show about your calls to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, hey. Sir.
So, I was going to call in originally and try to tear apart Johnson, but as I was waiting on hold, I kind of realized his point, and I'm not going to make a fool of myself before I double-check the facts. So I'm going to kind of blow this one off, but I am reading here from the website.
From the ACLU's website.
And it says here that as the Senate Finance Committee considers a key welfare reauthorization bill, the American Civil Liberties Union today reiterated its insistence that an effective welfare system must have poverty reduction as its highest priority. Now, they are certainly not coming down on taxes. They're not coming down on getting rid of welfare. And it seems to me that they may just be, in fact, supporting welfare and that that would make them a socialist organization.
Yes, it would.
Now, but are they supporting it or taking a stance saying, look, this is what you guys need to do. This is where, you know, you need to work on poverty reduction.
Well,
I mean, they're not actually getting involved.
I understand what you're saying. That's why I don't want to get too into it because I don't want to make a fool of myself. But it was my understanding before that they do, in fact, go farther and would list welfare as a right.
Yeah.
See, well, I don't believe that. I don't see that. I don't believe it.
Well, I'll double-check for it for you, Johnson, and whatever I find, I'll put it on the BBS for you.
Or email it directly to Johnson, because Johnson, he only goes on the BBS to respond to things that he's posted in, so you have to bring his attention to it. And I think
sometimes, occasionally, I do a search for my name, but it's...
Now, I have another question,
yeah,
or another point here. I believe I emailed Johnson before. It might have been Jason. It was one of them. They were complaining that they never get any email. They never emailed me back.
I get too much email.
Okay. So it must have been Jason then.
Maybe so. All right, Triddle, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about the torture going on.
Oh, yeah.
I called in yesterday and I said it pushed me over the edge.
Right.
I wasn't kidding. I heard inside. I have not been able to pay attention in class for 2 days. I'm like a shell of a former human being. I am seriously damaged.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
Don't let it get you down, man. I mean, I know you. Yesterday you seemed kind of inspired. You seemed like you were ready to take action. I mean, if you're going to be weak and sick and
I was angry and I'm still angry. And today I was so angry I cried for an hour straight.
Right, but you still need to be able to eat food and stuff so you don't get sick and you know, not be able to go out and take action about this sort of thing.
Well, I'm trying my hardest, and it's extremely hard, but this is just so frustrating. And
I can understand.
So
I suppose.
That's what it was like for me when the Kelo case came down.
What's the Kelo case?
The eminent domain decision from the Supreme Court from last year, where they basically abolished private property rights.
Did you cry, Manwich?
I got choked up.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it is really sad, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. So now I know
what you got to do is you got to have instead of crying, it's no good. You have to. It's like they say in all those movies. Instead, you have to turn it into anger, and you have to man up and use it.
Use
that anger and come up with a plan of what you're going to do.
Now hold on a second. I took a pledge that I am going to wear a black hood until they tear down Abu Ghraib. And while I was crying, I was sewing together my black hood.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if that's the most effective plan.
Are you going to wear it while you drive?
I'm not going to wear it while I drive, but I am going to wear it in public everywhere. I've been going to all of the stores that I frequent and warning them that I'm going to come in with a black hood and I'm not trying to hold the place up.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And I've called the school and I've confirmed with the school security that I can, in fact, wear my black hood there as well. And they said that they unequivocally support the right to free speech.
Now,
let me ask you this. Do you live in New Hampshire?
I do not. I live in the state of Washington.
Okay. Do you have a plan to move to New Hampshire?
I am a free state member.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That's where you should probably be focusing your efforts, is getting together the money.
Well, he's in college right now.
Well, it doesn't matter. He could still be getting together money, and that could be working.
Sure, you're working on that, right, Triddle?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you direct that anger,
I wouldn't stop anyone's protest against Abu Ghraib, no matter where it's at.
Absolutely not.
Well, Triddle, you called in yesterday. You said you wanted to have like a street kind of dramatic theater sort of protest against Abu Ghraib, and it was an interesting idea, and I noticed that you'd posted on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and what I found really interesting was that our listeners kind of came right up and started putting in suggestions as to what you could do to, you know, to change things, to make it a little bit better. I mean, did you take any of those suggestions to heart? I noticed somebody suggested that maybe perhaps carrying big photographs of the actual pictures might be a little bit cheaper, might be a little bit more of an effective way to actually do it rather than having a dramatic exhibit with people being lashed and beaten in the streets.
Actually, it is extremely effective to get ideas out there. What probably everyone doesn't know is that the idea started originally as nothing more than getting beaten at my school. And it was actually listener suggestions that said that I should take it so far as to put it in a public place.
Right.
Which led me to go to what's called Pioneer Square, downtown Portland, which is a very prominent place. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very prominent place.
Can you be there without asking permission, or do you have to go and...
No, I am starting to put together a budget. It's going to cost probably about $1,000 minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just land rental fees. I need to get an insurance policy to do it there. I mean, the hoops I'm going to have to jump through are off the wall.
Interesting.
But I'm going to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to.
Very good. That's drive. That's important. Good job, Phil. We look forward to hearing the details as you get to them. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231.
My suggestion on that, the reason why I was making the suggestions I was because if you're putting effort and anger into work and saving money and doing things like that, I find that that's a very effective way to, one, make yourself wealthy, two, to have something that's going to be truly effective. One of the things that I've seen going to some Libertarian Party meetings and whatnot is that it looks like sometimes a band of Muppets that just are, you know, harmless and ineffectual.
You mean interesting characters?
Yeah, some people are just, you know, interesting characters and they're just kind of cuddly and whatever. You're not going to be effectual doing anything anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if people, instead of, you know, turning their sadness and their, you know, their angst into this comical display, which I'm sorry, I don't, you know, the wearing the hood thing, I think it's a protest for about 5 minutes when people first think about it, and then beyond that, you just look like a joke. And I don't, you know, I'm not trying to say this to be offensive to you, but I was thinking about this in regards to...
People aren't thinking about it, though, Johnson.
Exactly. I don't think that most people are thinking about it. And when you do something like that, it's effective for about a minute. And, for example, the reason where I was thinking on this is the snowball fight. The snowball thing. And, you know, having people throwing the snowballs at the government building in New Hampshire. I think that's effective for a short period of time. But at the same time, people can look at that and just go, what did you accomplish?
Well, it will make him feel better. It's something that he's doing to express his opinion, and I totally support it.
Many parks and major metros have live theater going on, or jugglers, or, you know, the people that are painted into statues and then kind of move every once in a while. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's there's not. there's plenty of precedent for that kind of thing going on there.
I think it's good and watch it has it. Some of an effect.
You're talking about the theatrical display. He's talking about wearing a hood. You're both talking about two different things.
But it's
they're
both
similar.
Together. One is something that you draw. No, they're not very similar because one is an event that you promote in advance and you draw attention to and you call the media about. The other one is just you doing a personal protest, walking around with a hood on. 800-259-9231. And you're only going to get people. You're only going to tell people what's going on if they ask you about it. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, months worth of the show. We go back 10 months. All of it is free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So be sure you take advantage of that. I just had one. Yes, Johnson?
I just wanted to bring up a thought before you go off. And
I had one more comment on the ACLU thing.
Okay, go ahead. That first.
All right. I think that one of the points that you made towards the end of our conversation about whether or not the ACLU was or is not a socialist organization, you said that you believed that they were a pro-liberty organization,
right,
as I understand it.
And they are.
I think that they take pro-liberty positions on some issues.
Most.
And they should be
almost
applauded.
All. They're
maybe,
constantly fighting for
maybe
liberty.
Maybe 80% of their issues, okay? That's fine.
I think it's more like 99% of their issues, and they're constantly fighting for liberty.
They
constantly.
They just seem to be fighting for liberty now because they're up against an administration that...
No, they've always been... They're called the American Civil Liberties
That's
Union.
Okay.
That's
I could be a Marxist,
about.
And I could put the word liberty in my my organization's title, too. That wouldn't mean that it's true.
The thing is that it is true.
Not according to our listeners, and not according to what I've seen on
our listeners
website.
Are being fed by the right wing talk shows.
No, they're
that they
not.
Listen
they
to.
Are going to the website.
You will listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, when it
the
says
ACLU
they support
is the devil.
When it says they support ACL, when it says they support the affirmative action, which is a government program designed to adjust things. It's designed to change, you know, how businesses have hiring practices and that sort of thing. That is definitely not a pro-freedom position. Now, you're saying that, well, maybe they
you're bringing up an issue that I haven't had the chance to adjust,
okay.
to address yet. I haven't had a chance
to look
into
it. So you obviously don't know everything about the ACLU.
No, I don't. But neither do you. And you're bringing something up that you don't know anything about. You're talking from your
I read it from their website. They support affirmative action. I don't know what more I need to know about it. Affirmative action is not pro-liberty.
You don't know what their stance is in that. You don't know what their stance is that. You read a tagline. Just like you read into this, the gun support article, you read into that that
they
support, reasonable
it, they
regulation.
If they didn't support it, they wouldn't write that they support it.
No, I mean, you're saying that they support, for example, you're saying that they support reasonable regulation, and that's not the case. They are saying that they are not getting involved. They're not getting involved.
Okay,
with,
we're not going to rehash this, Johnson. We already went
no,
over
No, because you're
times.
Trying to take it into, and I see what you're doing, and I'm not going to let you do it by taking something into something that's completely unrelated that neither of us know anything about. You said
I know
that
one
they support
thing.
Reasonable regulation, and that's not what it's about.
Okay, I know that affirmative action is not pro-liberty, and I know that they say
that's
on
not
their
true.
Website...
That's not true.
Please explain how it's pro-liberty, please.
I'm not. No, what's not true is that they say that on their website that they support it. You are not sure of that.
I pointed
you don't
it
know
out
what
to
the details
before.
Are
you
of that.
Not
you read. Okay, you can read the headline of the article, but you don't know what's in the contents of it. Post a link to it on the BBS. Let everyone read through it.
The ACLU actively supports affirmative action, and then they go on to talk more
That's
about
it. That's not what the headline of the article was.
It's not the headline, but there it is. The ACLU actively supports affirmative action. So unlike the gun issue where they're not taking action on anything, in this particular case, they are taking action in support of affirmative action. Now, if you want to go and you want to read more about how they support affirmative action, go ahead. Maybe
sure,
you can explain to me how they somehow can possibly take a pro-liberty position after they've said they support affirmative action. So there, anyway, that's why I think that if you claim a group is pro-liberty, you can claim that a group is pro-liberty on some issues.
Charles Fossil supports school vouchers, for example.
Right, and he's not totally principled. I think he's a great guy. I think it's good what he's doing, and he's getting a libertarian message out there.
Yeah, so I would say John Fossil is socialist
vouchers.
On that issue.
No.
He's socialist because he supports school vouchers.
At least school vouchers are a step towards freedom as opposed to affirmative action, which is a step away.
Indeed.
And I don't know if I'd 100% agree with that. I agree with it only because
the government mandating a hiring practice?
I understand where you're at with that, but if you were feeling oppressed by the jobs, you wouldn't. And I, again, it's because I understand how affirmative action works overall. But if you're affected by the job, you might think that affirmative action is for freedom if you didn't understand everything about it.
You might think that. 800-259-9231. Well, let's go to the Houston Chronicle. Some news from...
Well, I had a comment.
Had something else.
Yeah, okay. I had a comment before that. And I wanted to quickly say that, you know, before the break, I had said something about, you know, the people in their individual, their protests, the certain, you know, methods of protest. I don't think that those things, you know, those things are completely ineffectual. I mean, I think that they have a message, and I think it's important to have people doing those types of things every once in a while.
Are we talking about the singular protests?
Weird
or the
actions
group
like making costumes and going out in public dressed like, you know, for example, I know a guy who has a costume where he's Death and he's holding, you know, liberty in one hand and, you know, the Constitution in another or something like that. There's representations of those things. And he's made a costume called the Death of Liberty, for example. And I think that those things have a message to somewhat, and I think to some other people they're just kind of comical and they're a joke. And
okay,
I don't
think... you can't win with everybody.
No, absolutely not. But I just think that maybe for some of these people, instead of that, you know, if all that time and effort and whatnot had been spent... you know, making money and donating that money to downsize DC, or, you know, there are other ways that I think could be more effectual, and I think that a lot of libertarian groups could be better directing their efforts.
You know, I think that you should be out earning money instead of telling people that.
I think it's
quite honestly, I got to say that I think that protesters bring attention to issues. There was this crazy nun lady that used to stand on the side of the road that said and had a sign that said free Kurdistan, and God knows if she wasn't right, if you know, she's the only one that's been right about this war since the beginning of it. Free Kurdistan, you know, just but No?
I got to say, I mean, Johnson, I think it's okay to critique, and that's fine. But at the same time, you pointed out that a lot of libertarians, if you go to the Libertarian Party meeting, for instance, in your area, they sit around, they debate. There's no doubt that going out and doing something is better than sitting around and debating.
I just think that there definitely needs to be a balance that's struck between those types of activities.
If you want to go out and protest, I say go for it. You're going to learn. I mean, if it's not effective, you'll find out quick enough. If nobody's asking you why you have a hood on your head, not an effective protest.
Yep.
If nobody's coming to watch your group theatrical protest, not effective. So over time, you'll learn what works after you practice it. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, lullaby and good night. 8 hours rest on a feather pillow feels great. But there's a crowd of people slipping into mental pajamas too early and sleeping in the wrong bed. When I come back, we'll talk.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
It's not your bedtime, but you're falling asleep. And in the wrong bed, your car. Drowsy driving is no fairy tale bedtime story. It's the eerie lullaby of a fall asleep crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports at least 71,000 are injured annually in this not so happy ending. Those most at risk are young people, shift workers, commercial drivers, and people with undiagnosed sleep disorders. Banish the wicked witch of drowsy driving accidents by tag team driving, making regular stops, and getting plenty of time with winking, blinking, and nod off the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Wiki. It is our newest feature, and I'm pretty excited about it. Wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go. It's a cornucopia of information. And it's totally user-editable. In fact, the listeners are the ones that have created everything that you see on the Wiki. There's information about the shows, the archives, the hosts, the guests, the callers, everybody. Lots of stuff for you to surf around through. You can change errors if you find them. You can add new information, create your own pages. The Wiki at freetalklive.com. It's wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls still to come. Houston's Police Department talking about adding video cameras, maybe in your home. They're serious about this. Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling to, it does seem like the ACLU is a
socialist-leaning organization. I wouldn't say they're completely socialist.
Now, are you getting that from right-wing talk radio?
Only from Sean Hannity.
Yeah, exactly.
No. If they are socialist-leaning, but doesn't mean that they're completely worthless, is it? They do some good things.
I've never said they're worthless.
Is Mennwich socialist-leaning because he supports the government-run roads?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good. Anyway.
We need to be clear on what you're saying, there, which isn't very much.
But he's, I like Mennwich. He's a good guy.
Thanks.
I like the ACLU. I think they're good guys.
Yeah.
I think for the most part they're doing good things. I have not attacked them, Johnson. I'm just pointing out that they're not a principled pro-liberty organization.
Ian's got his knives out. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he is.
Institute for Justice. Now, there is an organization that is a truly libertarian group like the ACLU, except they are completely principled.
Now, don't they only deal with eminent domain cases? Or
no.
What do they deal with?
They deal with anything.
Their mission?
Thank you. Their mission is fighting for people against government, government oppression. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's pretty much it. They do everything from protecting small business owners against regulation and all kinds of things. They're a fantastic organization.
And especially for people that can't afford it on their own, that's one of the things that they do. They pony up, they provide the lawyers, they provide services, and they were involved, actually, in the Kelo decision. They were the ones that were backing up the Kelo 7.
Right, they were defending the people, the Kelo 7.
So you're saying they're more of a legal organization that's got a little bit more principle to them?
Well, they're actually, they're on their website, they describe themselves as a libertarian organization.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they really are, and you just read it throughout their whole site, they are principled through and through. Fantastic.
Well, we appreciate you pointing that out. Anything
Absolutely.
Else on your mind tonight, Matthew?
That's it. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, dude. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
I am also a big fan of the Cato Institute.
Yeah.
They're also, I think, another good one.
They're pretty good. They've sort of lost their way a little bit in recent years, though, from what I've seen.
A little bit.
Not quite as much as the Libertarian Party, though. I think the Libertarian Party's really off base.
Yeah. Well, you can't make every Libertarian happy every time, and that's just the way that is.
Actually, this also reminds me, speaking of Libertarian organizations, you guys had brought up something, or somebody, actually, it might have been a caller that brought this up sometime earlier this week, about anti-tax organizations.
Mm-hmm.
There's some group, and I can't remember their name, they have like an insurance policy, and they want you to not pay your taxes.
Save a Patriot, I believe.
Save a Patriot. That's an interesting one.
We can talk about them a little bit more, but basically...
They're interesting.
Let's talk about them when we come back.
Okay.
Also, cameras in your homes, that's what the Houston Police Department wants, plus FEMA. If they give you a trailer, they might not take it back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want